Monday morning, well shy of opening, Claire used her key to get into Vesta. She heard the enormous mixer chugging along and went straight back where she knew Avery would be making dough.
Hi, I wanted to talk to you before...
She stopped dead, stared as Avery rolled already mixed and cut dough into balls.
Your hair! It's... You dyed your hair.
You had sex.
You dyed your hair because I had sex?
No, I dyed it because I didn't have sex. Okay, not really.
She huffed out a breath as she rolled.
Maybe a little. Mostly I just wanted to change. Something to stir things up.
You definitely stirred.
Avery looked down at her far from spotless baker's apron, all the way to her old navy sneakers with their gel inserts.
I'm in a rut, Claire. No, I am the rut.
You're not the rut. I like it. It's fun.
I think I like it, sort of.
Her hands coated with flour and dough, Avery rubbed an itch on her chin with her shoulder.
I scared myself this morning when I looked in the bathroom mirror. I forgot about it. And I was like, who the hell is that? Anyway, it's just one of those wash in and out rinses. I'll live with it a while and see.
Privately, Claire thought, thank God. Movements practicing quick, Avery began placing the rolled dough in rising pans.
Now about that sex. You had sex Friday night and
into Saturday morning.
Bragging is the tool of the small and the petty.
Am I or am I not your best friend?
BFF, Claire tapped a finger on her heart.
And what do I get? A measly little text message.
Spent night with B. Fabulous.
Didn't I leave that bit of Shania Twain on your answer machine? The, I feel like a woman. Cut.
Okay, that made me laugh.
But these are not the details given to the BFF. Birthday party Saturday, and you worked here until what, midnight?
About.
I'm not used to having lots of sex. I went to bed Saturday right after the kids. Then Sunday, it's enough to say I didn't have any privacy and you were working again.
See?
I am the rut.
You're not. Claire laid her hands on Avery's shoulders, gave them a good rub and shake.
But I came in early especially to talk to you. God, I really want to talk to my BFF.
You're sucking up. I like it.
Please continue while I deal with the rest of this dough. That's an awful lot of dough for a Monday, isn't it?
Private party tonight, and I've got a lunchtime delivery on the books for 6 large. Now talk.
It was great.
Everything. Dinner.
I've had dinner recently. I haven't had sex. Move along.
Well,
Claire told her about her concerns when she and Beckett left the restaurant. And on to her change of plans at the door.
You pulled the, oh, I need a big, brave man to walk through my scary, empty house.
I did.
I'm proud to know you.
I had the idea I needed everything to go slow. I realized if I didn't do something, we would still be on phase one at Christmas. So I gave it a jump start and took him for a drive.
The blue of Avery's eyes brightened with laughter and a little pride.
Listen to you.
I know.
Delighted with herself and the world in general, Claire wiggled her shoulders.
I feel like part of my life that's been on hold is back.
I feel things with him that I haven't felt in so long. Not just the physical, though that was pretty damn perfect.
Slow and easy or wild and crazy?
I think by the time he left Saturday morning, we'd manage both. All and some combinations.
Okay, now I'm jealous.
After covering the pans, Avery moved to the sink to wash dough off her hands.
Happy for you, but jealous. Happy for him, too. Becca's always had a thing for you.
That's the only problem.
I'm not the Claire Murphy he had a thing for. He has to want to be with the person I am now.